5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
You got a choice. You got talent. You got a chance, and I want to hear about your environment and what your mama didn't give you and the white man won't give you no shot. You got a chance. Use it while you're still alive. You don't know what death is. You have no idea what death is. Make a decision.
And now it seems like it's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. The Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
45, 46, yeah, 47, 48, 49, 50.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
The difference between the weak and the strong is that when the strong have no more left, they fight. They fight, the weak, they quit, they give up, they give in, they surrender, they retreat, and there's nothing weak about you.
His life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your you better keep fighting, keep getting up.
You are a warrior, and it's time for you to fight. Weakness will not be in my heart. No one will deny me. No one will define me. No one will tell me who or what I am and can be. Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand these definitions, but I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. Because no matter how bad things go, my heart and my mind will carry my body when my limbs are too weak. Who am I? I'm a champion. History will remember me, and no one will tell me what I can and cannot be. I will never give up, not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I? I'm a champion. This is not the time to tap out. If you do not give up, if you do not give in, if you fight back, you can beat it. You can beat it. I know you can beat it. You can get through this. You can get on the other side of this. But you can't wish your way out of it. You can't want your way out of it. You can't talk your way out of it. You gotta fight your way out of it. And I know you have what it takes. I know you have that warrior inside. And now I just need you to activate it. I need you to bring it to life. This thing will not beat you. You're bigger than this thing.
I may be crying, but I'm gonna keep on walking. I may be hurting, but I'm gonna keep on walking. I don't know how long I have to walk. I don't care if it's another 7 days and another 90 miles. I've come too far to give up now. Walk when you don't know where you're going. Walk when you don't see your way clear. Walk when your heart is broken. Walk when you're under distress. Walk when you run out of money. Walk when your friends betray you. Walk when they lie on you. Walk when what you imagine doesn't happen.
If you fight and do not give up, if you fight and do not surrender, if you fight and you do not give, if you fight and do not break.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
No more fucking around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Only you can fucking help you.
Wake yourself up. If you want a new year and a new life, you don't need to start on January 1st. Start today, right now. What do I really want in depth? What are the rituals that will get me there? And then get yourself to start a few of those actions and lock them in place. If you make the changes in yourself, you're going to be proud this year. And no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life. Everything in life is always changing. We don't have to work on change. Change is automatic, but progress is not. So if you want to make real progress, you got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out. When you've resolved, this is how it's going to be. That's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work.
You have to do your best work when you're least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you got to suck it the f*** up and do it.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. You're walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You're moving too slow. Pick up the pace. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day, and you gotta not only operate in them, you gotta do it fast.
For some of you, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become convinced, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 fucking pounds. Be about it today. You master the present.
And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning the week. And then you start winning the month. And then you start winning the year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it. Come hell or high water, I'm going after my destiny. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut. I don't care whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. There's something down inside of you that's still kicking inside of you that wants to get out and it wants to live. There's something that you could do, that you could think in your life that would radically change your life. Somebody could take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. Same circumstances, same ideas. They would do it through what they thought about your life. But we don't need somebody, because we got you. You're the one. You are the one.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You're setting the example every single day of your life.
You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to study? You fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher. It's going to give me a good story to tell. So bring it.
You think a savage gets a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life. And you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
Some of you are not successful because you think effort is success. You think because you put in 40 hours that you're supposed to get some because you put in 40. It don't work like that in the school of hard knocks. They don't care how many hours you put. They just want to see the execution. So you feeling in your spirit like, yo, but I did just as much as he did. I studied just as much as he studied. It doesn't matter. You just gotta execute.
A true dog mentality is not a nothing made to the NFL. Be an MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
And you gotta get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
So I'll hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation. And that part is work. Action. Actually doing something. That's what you have to do to achieve anything. Yeah, you got to believe it, but you better get the work done.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're going to quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things. Get up early. Do some kind of workout. Eat good foods. Clean your room. Make a list of things that you're supposed to do in your life. And then wake up in the morning and do those things. And no, it is not easy. But you're not going to get it from anyone else but you.
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Everyone seems to think that this world, this government, somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you shit. If you want something, go out there and get it. Go out there and fucking take it. That's all there is to it.
You need to stop this whining, this crying all the damn time, and get up and do something about it. And the biggest thing I see getting in the way is your fucking feelings. Fuck your feelings. Where there's a will, there's a way. When you've got air in your lungs, then you have no excuse. It's just a matter of perspective. You're either going to be a fucking sheep, or you're going to be a lion. You're going to be an attacker and a go-getter. But if you want to sit there and cry, bitch, and moan and whine all the fucking time, what you can't, then you sit your ass on that bench with the losers, and you stay there. But don't expect me to turn around and pat you on the back and say, hey, good job for being a fucking quitter. Get up and do something about it.
People who win can douche, and people who lose talk. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then can do them. That's reality. That's the nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently, and you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z, and guess what? That fucking hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Life is not easy at all. There's going to be challenges. You're going to get beat down. That's the way life is.
You say, sort of put a mask on your face and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody and you're yourself. And fear comes in. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next one.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got
to
get up.
You have to get up.
Whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Sometimes you have to just back up and go within yourself and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you are under the spell or the effect of what's going on. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to beat yourself up over the head, to feel loaded with guilt. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
You ask the part, what do you want? Man, I want to be diamond. Tell me something I don't know. Everybody wants it. But the raw reality of it is everybody don't get it. And the crazy thing is, if you want it, you can get it. It's not like somebody is stopping you or holding a gun to your head and telling you you can't get it. It's a matter of will. It's a matter of hard work. It's a matter of sacrifice. It's a matter of dedication. It's a matter of commitment.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up. The perseverance to see it through. The never say die attitude.
We know the battle ahead. We know the journey ahead is going to get tough. We know we're going to face obstacles. We know it's going to be some discomfort. We know they're going to try to break us. We know they're coming for us. We know that's going to happen already. So let's make up in our minds before the battle that we're going to be victorious.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. At the end of pain is success. You're not going to die because you're feeling a little pain.
You tell yourself, I won't give up. When that depression hits you, come out of nowhere. You tell yourself, I won't give up.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make, that you can't have your dream? Who can guarantee that you can't do what you want to do? No one can do that. No one can predict that. You don't know what the possibilities are for your life.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
All we need to do as we look at our dreams, as we get ready to hit the floor, I'm blessed and highly favored.
I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, boo, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up.
Hope, because you decide. If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. You didn't just envision it, You brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life. It may have seemed impossible at one time. So how did you do it? You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted, and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows. So why don't we tap into that power now for your business and life?
So many people have lost their day, and thus their week, and thus their month, and thus their year, and thus their whole life's agenda to distraction. What are some things you need to immediately stop doing in your life? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? What do you need to stop doing to take back control of life? Also, what do you need to start doing? And what do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be on your A game? Discipline buys you freedom to do what you want.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
There is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that'll make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission, and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old motherfuckers pulling them off the game plan. You're going to have to get real fucking comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to win, whether it's this year or next year or whatever, you're going to have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase 2 rabbits and catch both of them.
So you put your attention on one and go after it.
You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me. Meditate on this stuff. Focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is going to go. I need you to take ownership of your thoughts. I need you to say with me, this is my mind. These are my thoughts. I control what I think. Not the circumstances, not the situations. I control what I think. I choose where I'm going. And I will use my thinking. I will use my thoughts to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
You got to get tired of losing.
You got to get to the point of your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? Poverty sucks. Make no mistake about it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. And let me tell you something. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you have been living. You deserve it.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point when you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
But you got to understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
You're going
to
do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can conceive it, you can attain it. The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. He fights you in your mind. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. You just have to get your mind out of trouble. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be opportunities. Oh, yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. If you can get your mind out, you can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you can stop you from being free. Grab yourself by the head and say, we're coming out of this.
How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. You've got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required.
Go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. Stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything. So what I say to you, that you are powerful. You have miracle working power in your life right now. But you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort, and that the key to your motivation, as you get a larger vision of yourself, is to know that you have something to give, is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time. Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, and believe that everything is going to be all right.
How much longer are you going to wait? How much longer? You're going to wait another 30 seconds? You're going to wait another minute? You're going to wait another hour? Maybe we'll start in a couple hours. You know what? How about I just wait till tomorrow? You're going to wait till tomorrow? You're going to wait another week? You're going to wait another month? How much longer are you going to wait?
All great people start. They start anywhere, at any place, and at any time. They start whether they're hurting. They start whether they're excited. It does not matter where they are. They just start.
Just start. Just do the work. You just go, and procrastination dies.
If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you,
you have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote. Frustration doesn't get a vote. Negativity doesn't get a vote. Your temper doesn't get a vote. So next time you are feeling weak or lazy or soft, tell those feelings they don't get a vote.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, it's just what we do. It's what we do now. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there.
You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after every daggone day.
And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your fucking brain
thing. So when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul or whatever the fuck is in front of you. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. But you have to have the will, the heart, the courage to go that distance when you're exactly jacked up. You have nothing left to give and give more.
It starts with you.
It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you, because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
Right now, make the decision that any price is worth it for you to make your family proud of you, for you to make your dream happen. Stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy. It steals your focus. But those of you that get laser focused, become totally immersed in your dream, that know those babies of yours, your parents, they're worth the sacrifice.
Your hardships, your challenges, your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it. And you get to make that choice.
I hate when people give 70%, but they want the life of somebody that's giving 110%. I challenge you, your life is where it is because of the percentage that you're giving. You cannot bring a tree down by hitting it 1,000 times. If you hit a tree 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots, the tree is not going to fall. But if you hit a tree 1,000 times in that same exact spot, it's going to come to the ground. Your problem is you did hit it 1,000 times, but in 1,000 different places. I need you to do me a huge favor. Stop trying to be deep. I need you to do the exact same thing every single day for the next 10, 15, 20 years and watch that tree come down. And watch you go from zero to a multi-million dollar company, to working with the top NBA teams, doing commercials. Nothing's changed, guys. I'm doing the exact same thing I was doing 20 years ago. I just keep doing it. And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday, you might be strong, but by Wednesday, are you hearing what I'm telling you? You're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you.
There's only two ways you can be. You can be the person who learns a little bit, who does a little bit, and then who decides that this it really isn't for them. It moves on to something else and repeats that cycle over and over and over again. Or you can be the person who's committed. You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens. No matter how frustrated I get. No matter how angry I get. No matter what happens in the world. No matter what. I'm fucking doing this. Those are the people that are going to win.
Anybody can go one or two down. Anybody can go three down. But it's very seldom that you find a cat when he's standing in that tunnel till his 4-0 on that clock, he's going to give you everything. That's a man to me. It's a big difference between a hard worker and somebody that works hard. Most cats are somebody that works hard. If the situation and the circumstances is what they want it to be, they're going to come out and they're going to act accordingly and they're going to give you everything they got. But a hard worker? Regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happened, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give everything I got to it because I'm working for something that's totally different. The question becomes this. Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing?
I'm talking about grit. I'm talking about endurance. Just having more stamina than they got.
In order to get to the next level, you got to sacrifice. You got to take risks. You got to be willing to do by faith whatever you're asked to do. Listen to me. There are no shortcuts to success. There are no discounts to success. It's always sweat. It's always blood. It's always tears. You always have to give all to be the best.
Yes, it's hard. But I ask for it, and I'll do whatever it takes to maintain it. It is not easy, but I'm not about to quit. I'm not about to give up.
you're going to hit a wall. There's a period. Let me tell you how it goes. When things are going real good, when you first start off, life is playing with you. You're going to hit a wall. You're going to be going and things are looking great. You're excited. You're going to tell everybody about it. And then all of a sudden you hit a wall. Wham! And that wall shocks some people. That wall stuns some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. It's painful hitting that wall. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You have a choice to make. Some will choose to go back. They turn their power down. And they have defeated themselves and their minds and say, I can't do it. And there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This kind of person refuses to be denied. This person doesn't care about the pain. This person comes back again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you look back on the times and you will cherish those times. As you do that, as you go through that, when you come through, ladies and gentlemen, when you come through that valley, when you come through that fight, there'll be a look in your eyes that everybody will know this is a different person here. The harder the challenge, the greater the growth.
Your problem, it might not make any sense. And your pain might not make any sense. And your circumstance might be illogical. But listen to me. If your life at times feels like, looks like labor, you are doing it right. Keep on pushing. There is breakthrough coming. And when you're holding your prize, the pain and the suffering will pale in comparison. Don't give up. It will be worth it. Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react.
And I'm telling you, the way to ignite the dream is you got to shut out every single thing and you got to believe I am the greatest.
And so life normally breaks you because when it hits you, you weren't ready. But if you stay ready and you stay plugged up, when you hear bad news, it don't break you because you already energized. Today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain. If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing.
Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more. When it's over. When they're tired. When they're frustrated. When they're ready to give up. When they spent their last dime. That's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money. When all your energy gone. When you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
The single most determining factor of the quality of your life is predicated upon your mindset.
The easiest thing I do every year, ladies and gentlemen, is earn millions of dollars. That's the easy part. Speaking of corporations, that was easy to do. Let me tell you what it took me years to do was to believe that I could do it.
That's the biggest thing that you will have to overcome. I would go see these various speakers, and I would sit back and watch them, and I would start going to the car, be fired up. I said, I could do that. And my mind then would say, Les Brown, you can't do that. You don't have a college education. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never worked for a major corporation. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never had any experience doing things like this before. You don't know the right people. You don't have the complexion of connection. Why would someone hire you? Why would someone hire you to teach them and to motivate them to do something that you have never done? Be practical. Be realistic. Be logical. It can't be done. You have no credentials. And so based upon that, I didn't even attempt to do it. I held myself back. Maya Angelou said that most people go so far in life and then they park. They take some hits. They have some failures. They have some disappointments. And they stop dead in their tracks. I went through a divorce from someone that I love very much. I was embarrassed. Boom. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was hurt. Boom. My best friend was diagnosed with cancer of the liver. Boom. I took a hit. I was diagnosed 9 years ago with prostate cancer and given 2 to 3 years to live. Boom. I took a hit. I parked. I took so many hits, perhaps that's what Bigger Thomas said. The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experiences of life. I wasn't even dreaming anymore. I didn't even know where I was.
You'll think, this is it for you. And other people will think you're done too. They'll be telling you to give up.
And people you thought that would support you will turn against you. They'll criticize you. They'll tear you down. Your life will be full of darkness and you won't see a way out.
But when you're down in that hole, I want you to remember something. The only person who can save you is you.
Your job in this moment is to muster up enough strength to push yourself back out of your negative pattern of thinking and into the arena of life once again.
If you spend 30 minutes thinking about the fact you can't do something, I need you to spend an hour dreaming about the fact that you can.
What's the worst thing that can happen if I decide to take a chance on me? People laugh at me? I lose all my money? So I can come back again. See, my wealth is not determined based upon what I have. My wealth is determined based upon who I am.
That's why I want you to increase your goals dramatically. And I don't want you to ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. There's a reason we're told to walk by faith and not by sight. The reason we're told to call forth those things that be not as though they were. You have power in you that you don't even know.
You want to develop an ongoing strategy, a plan of action of self-empowerment.
So you've got to listen to music and speeches that can uplift you. Read books to strengthen your thoughts. Watch movies that fire you up, because you're going to constantly have low moments where you won't want to keep going. You'll want to just fall apart. So you've got to control what you let in your mind and reprogram it with positivity. If you don't program your mind, life will program you.
Monitor your self-talk and realize that you're more than able. You were born for this, that you have the power within you to live your dream. And as you read and feed your mind with the pictures and the dreams and the words that empower you, it does something to you. It stimulates you. It inspires you. And you say, hey, I can do it too. And you find yourself being competent. Let that drive you to make sure you do your homework, to work hard at developing technical mastery, of covering all of your bases, so that whatever comes, you can handle it.
If you listen to what everybody else is saying, if you judge according to appearances, then you will find yourself constantly being negative. But you want to go to the other end of the spectrum. You want to know some way, somehow, things are going to get better. How? I don't know, and I don't have to know. I just have to have faith and believe that everything's gonna be all right. All I need to do is to know it, to expect it, and to keep on doing what I can, where I am, with what I've got right now.
Start planning and preparing for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it. If you want to come out here and reach your goals and make your dreams come true, you don't want to do it by dragging and doing it casually. No, you want to begin to put out more energy and more effort than ever before. You've got to become unstoppable, because there'll be many things to turn you around. You've got to think constantly on why you're doing it. What are the rewards? What's there for you across the goal line? What are the things that'll make it worth it for you?
My life is worthwhile. Doesn't matter what I've experienced. Doesn't matter about what I don't have. Doesn't doesn't matter about what I've gone through. What's important is that where I am right now, that I live life and I experience my life fully. And you owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms.